Good afternoon. I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Congress will ask the Justice Department to investigate whether seven-time Cy Young winner Roger Clemens lied under oath before a House committee earlier this month. Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Henry Waxman and Ranking Member Tom Davis wrote a letter to Attorney General Mike Mukasey. Clemens' former trainer Brian McNamee told federal investigators he injected the pitcher with performance-enhancing drugs during his career. Clemens denies the accusation. Polygamist sect leader Warren Jeffs has entered a not guilty plea to sex charges in Kingman, Arizona. He's accused of arranging the marriages of two teenage girls to older men. Jeffs was brought to Arizona from a Utah prison where he's serving two consecutive sentences of 5 years to life. Last year, he was convicted of rape by an accomplice in a similar case in Utah. Police in Maryland say a school bus was going too fast when the vehicle tipped over this morning. The driver and three middle school students were hurt in the accident. A Prince George's County Fire Department spokesman says the injuries did not appear to be life-threatening. The other 37 people on board the bus were taken to a hospital for evaluation. The driver will be charged with failure to yield to oncoming traffic and speeding. In Colombia, a spokesman for the Red Cross says four hostages are free. Rebels in the country had been holding the four politicians for more than 6 years. The Red Cross says they're being flown to Venezuela in helicopters. The man many consider a father of modern conservatism is dead. William F. Buckley Jr. was an influential voice in the conservative movement, beginning in the 1950s. Buckley hosted the long-running PBS series Firing Line and founded the bi-weekly magazine National Review. His body was found at his Connecticut home this morning. The cause of death has not been announced, but Buckley had been ill with emphysema. He was 82 years old. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.